For the Drug Truth Network, it's the Christmas edition of the Drug War News. In this time where more than 2.1 million Americans are today behind prison bars, where more than 7 million Americans are on paper behind bars on probation or parole, in this land of the free and home of the brave, we lead the world in the incarceration rate of our own people. And we seem almost proud of that fact. So, for this holiday season, I want to send a special shout out to all those prisoners out there who write to me, who send me paintings and other information. And sadly, the vast majority of them are behind bars for drug charges. So to those ladies and gentlemen now behind those prison bars, I want you to know that we are working diligently on the outside here to expose this fraud of drug prohibition. We now have more than 6,500 members and friends of LEAP and more than 600 current and former law enforcement officers, judges, politicians, and others working on your behalf. This past week on the Cultural Baggage Show, it was our privilege to have Ann Colum as our guest. She and her sons were set up like a bowling pin by federal authorities who used an informant who changed his mind and more than 30 snitches from inside the prison who wanted to reduce their sentence by making up stories and testifying against the Colum family.
We had just been such a close family, knew that we just had to go on. We had to hold our heads up and just move forward. It's something that in our wildest dream did not think would ever happen to us, being that we live in a quiet town. You know, we just never knew something like this could come up.
And the good news is that the Colum family, though convicted, had their sentence overturned, a retrial, and have now been set free. And the snitch society lost this round. But we know it's way too prevalent in our nation. Here's some closing thoughts from Ann Colum, with holiday wishes for us and her attorney.
This will be the best Christmas ever. I have my sons, and myself will be home for Christmas. So I really have to thank Tucker Melanson, Judge Tucker Melanson, for really looking into the case, and he gave us our life back.
I'm looking forward to the day when these politicians give us our country back, aren't you? Anyway, I do wish you a safe and happy holidays. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.